Zach Waller leaned against the corral fence, watching as Deputy Nadine Black ran her new horse, Making Magic, through her paces. He knew little about horses or rodeo, but it seemed to him Nadine's new horse was living up to her name. "Looking good," he called out as they circled by him. Nadine smiled, but kept her focus on the track. She'd set up a barrel racing course in the corral next to the barn and was taking her time getting her new quarter horse used to the pattern. Zach stamped his feet and blew warm air onto his gloved hands. He'd gone on a 15-mile run that morning and hadn't been bothered by the February cold. Now that he was standing still, though, the frigid air cut straight through his light down jacket and thin gloves. "Going to be much longer?" he asked the next time Nadine was close enough to hear him. She pulled up alongside him. Making Magic gave an impatient snort, and Nadine had to correct the mare to keep her in place. "Half an hour or so. You look cold. Want to go inside and get dinner started?"
"I'm on it."
He wasn't much of a cook, but at least it was warm in the house. The two-bedroom ranch house was still in a state of moving chaos. Nadine had taken possession of her acreage only 10 days ago. He walked past a box marked Boots and down the short hall into the kitchen. Two stacks of boxes were on either side of the stove. One was empties, waiting to be collapsed and deposited in recycling. The other stack was waiting to be unpacked. Stir fry was on the menu tonight. He'd bought the ingredients this morning after his run. After finding a cutting board and a decent knife, he sliced onions, carrots, and bok choy, then cut the raw chicken into slivers. Once that chore was done, he washed his hands and then collapsed the empty boxes and took them out to his truck. On his way home tonight, he'd drive by the recycling depot and drop them off. Unless, of course, Nadine invited him to stay the night. It hadn't happened yet, but Zach figured it would eventually. He was a patient man.
"Hey, thanks for doing all that."
Nadine pulled the elastic out of her blonde hair and gave her head a shake.
"Help yourself to a beer. I've got to shower. My hair smells like horse."
"There are worse smells."
Nadine jutted out her hip.
"You angling to hop in the shower with me?"
"Wouldn't say no."
She laughed and left the room. What would she say if he followed? But he didn't. They worked together, so he had to be careful. When they hooked up, he intended it would be for keeps. He took his beer to the living room and looked out the windows to the west. He'd been here on a clear day when the view stretched out to the jagged, snow-covered peaks of the Bitterroot Range. But today, only the nearest hill, covered in old-growth pine, was visible under the heavy clouds. It was a sweet piece of land, one he'd been thinking of buying for himself before he'd learned Nadine was also interested in it. He pressed his hand against the pocket of his flannel shirt and felt the hard metal of his brand new badge. Thanks to pressure from the influential Stillmans of the Lazy S, who were grateful to Zach for figuring out who had murdered their mother, Lacey, Sheriff Ford had promoted him at the beginning of January. The promotion to deputy hadn't come with a bump in salary or any other benefit, though. Zach was still expected to handle all his dispatching duties. The badge simply gave him the authority to do other work as well, when required.
"That feels better."
Nadine came into the room with her wet hair pulled up in a messy bun. Her faded jeans were torn at the knees, and her form-fitting, long-sleeved t-shirt had 3 buttons at the top. They were all undone.
"Smells better, too."
She came to stand beside him, took his beer, and had a long drink. "Sweet view, huh?" He glanced from the window to her. Nadine was tall for a woman, muscular, too. Her strength was one of the qualities he admired most. She had both kinds, physical and mental.
"Yep, very sweet view."
She didn't acknowledge the compliment.
"I still can't believe all that land is mine."
"Well, 10 acres of it."
She laughed.
"That's enough for me. Gotta say, life is pretty good right now."
She took another drink of his beer. He watched, admiring the way her skin seemed to glow. Fresh air and exercise, a hot shower. The combination suited her.